Welcome to another episode of our Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth conversations with the leaders, the innovators, entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector, the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. This week, we are continuing with our virtual podcast and are excited to have Susan Martino-Catt. Susan is Vice President of Product Development at Inari. Susan, great to have you on the podcast this week.
Thanks, Gary. It's really nice to join you here virtually this morning.
We want to hear a lot more about Inari, a really cool, successful startup that has expanded into Indiana. But first, Susan, a little bit about your background and your path to where you are today at Inari.
I grew up on a farm here in central Indiana, Hoosier born and bred. I'm trained as a plant biologist. Again, throughout the Midwest, received my PhD from University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I've had about 25 plus years primarily working in big ag industry, where I have had a variety of jobs all the way from early gene discovery through the commercial launch of products. I came to Inari last June and have been here since then working a variety of roles, really excited to bring my background and my experience here and contribute to the great things that Inari is doing.
So Susan, it sounds like you have really been on a path, that agriculture path, growing up on a farm. Did you anticipate doing what you're doing in the ag bioscience space now?
I think where I'm at now has just been a really natural progression through my career. And so I've always had a love of agriculture, really excited by technology. And my career has been really just a continuum of bridging that technology to agriculture to bring forward great products and great opportunities for our growers that you see out here in the field. Inari is a natural extension of me, of my career path, and again, just really excited and happy to be able to come and think along with this great team here at Inari.
Let's talk about Inari, a very successful startup with its roots in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Tell us a little bit about the history of the company and really the business model at Inari.
Inari was founded in 2016 by Flagship Pioneering. Flagship is headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it really creates life science companies that invent breakthrough technologies that benefit areas in both healthcare and environmental sustainability. Inari began in Cambridge. In 2018, we went through a pretty big expansion. We started a site in Ghent, Belgium. This is a small research and discovery site for Inari, really at the center of plant research there in Ghent. We also expanded here to West Lafayette, Indiana, back in January of 2019. Here in West Lafayette, we are part of the Purdue Research Park, and we currently occupy two buildings here at the park, as well as have a greenhouse space here. And then a few months ago, we were able to access an 80-acre research farm here in town that also has additional greenhouse space. In West Lafayette, we are the center of Inari's product development process, and we use our seed foundry here to integrate diverse genetic technologies with cutting-edge data science to transform how we do plant breeding.
You and I had a chance to talk about that at the Agrinovus Summit last fall. A lot of people are very excited about the move of Inari into Indiana and the Purdue Research Park. Talk about what attracted the company to Indiana, specifically to Purdue and the Purdue Research Park and assets that are around you there at Purdue.
When Inari made the decision to expand, we performed a nationwide search for where would be the right location for us here in the U.S. Of course, we were very interested to come to the Midwest because this is the hub of agriculture and gets us closer to our customer. West Lafayette has really been the ideal location for us. So we are very fortunate to be here centrally located to the state and all the great resources, education, talent pools here in the state, and more specifically here associated closely with Purdue. We've got great facilities. We maintain a tight relationship with Purdue. The talent pool that comes from not only Purdue, but other Midwestern universities is a real plus for us. Being close to our customers, the independent seed companies, make West Lafayette an ideal location for us, and we're very happy to be here.
Tell us, Susan, a little bit about Inari's unique strategy for innovation.
Inari's ultimate mission is to solve some of the most pressing problems in agriculture today. And this is really what drives our scientists every day when we come into work. We believe that our fresh approach, combining breaking edge technologies with very complex predictive modeling and data science, is going to allow us to cut the time it takes to bring new seeds to market and substantially reduce the development costs to do that. We have the ability with our technology to work on some of the most challenging problems that face plant biology today. This includes changing and improving how a plant grows and helping it to really maximize the nutrients and the water around it in a more sustainable way. We recognize that we can't do this alone. And so partnerships, collaborations are really a critical part of our business strategy. That's why we are happy to be here in the Midwest, where we can easily partner with our independent seed companies to deliver the best technologies to the grower.
With great innovation comes that need for talent, whether it's the ag biosciences or the manufacturing sector, whatever it is, everyone is in that war for talent. As you look at the needs for Inari today and how you anticipate those talent needs going forward, what are they?
Indiana provides us a great opportunity and access to incredible talent here in agriculture and technology. Currently here in West Lafayette, Inari has about 50 employees, and these range from scientists to plant breeders, our sales and marketing teams, and then the support functions of HR, IT, legal, all of those kinds of things. We're expecting that here in West Lafayette, we will grow the team probably by about a dozen more in 2020. In fact, we're currently looking for a senior director for our plant breeding and technology program, a new lead corn breeding director. We're looking for a technical agronomy lead to help our sales organization, and then a variety of research associates and research scientists to work within our product development team.
These are exciting times for the ag biosciences in Indiana, to be sure. And I think it's fair to say an exciting time for Inari as well. You've had some recent large funding announcements. Seems to be a time of not only excitement, but momentum for the company.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. We successfully raised an additional $89 million last summer. And that was exciting and really allows us to continue to grow our technologies and to grow our ability to bring these breakthrough products out to the market. Our next funding efforts at this point are not quite confirmed in terms of timing, but we'll be sure to keep you updated as we move forward. In the meantime, we're using all of our resources to get those breakthrough innovations into the hands of farmers. Developing and commercializing products that not only meet the needs of the growers, but also the needs of the changing planet is a top priority for us. And Indiana is the perfect place for us to get to work on this.
Susan Martino-Catt is Vice President of Product Development at Inari, based and founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts, now has a major operation and a presence at the Purdue Research Park in West Lafayette. Susan, can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us on the podcast this week.
Thank you, Gary. It's always our pleasure, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
And thank you all for joining us on this latest edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And a reminder, you can keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovisIN. You can also find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can continue to share these great ag biosciences story with more and more people. Thanks for joining us this week. And remember, we're all in this together. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.